RSN Central's Form Express.
They're racing at Kyneton this afternoon in Victoria. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
Try and kick off with a winner with Northern Melody, Michael. Race 1, number 11. He's my value. Race 9, number 5 in the last. The horse we just talked about, Lucas the Younger. Quaddy First League, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 6. Second League, numbers 3, 5, 6 and 8. Third League, going with 3, 6, 7 and 13. Coming home with numbers 2, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Play of the day for me, pretty simple. I think two most likely winners on the day. Race 1, number 11, my best bet, Northern Melody. All up into race 4, number 14, Kapalua Sunset, the win.
Here's Ashiagi on the chances of Test Princess in race 6.
She was really good at Mornington. Taken out of her comfort zone early in the race. Probably wasn't a thousandth, probably a bit short for her. Rattled home nice, as you said. Ran the fastest 600, 400 of the meeting. Probably had a bit of a tired run going into the top of the straight with horses around her. But she's a winner, third up over 1,100 on a soft track before. So we think that she should be quite competitive.
Joel Marshall's done the form for the Wyong meeting in New South Wales. Good morning, Joel.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we make some money there? First with your best bets and then a quaddy, please.
Yeah, well, best value comes up early in the card. Race 2, number 6, Healthy Beauty. Filly from the John Sargent stable. I thought she was very gutsy first start at Goulburn. She was 4 wide the trip and ran second. The winner will win more races. She then went to Muswellbrook. Battled on quite well for 4th. A bit of winning form out of that race also. Blinkers first time, and I think she might be able to upset the favourite in the first starter, Island Legend. It has trialled well, but I thought Healthy Beauty represented its value. Race 2, number 6. The best of the day will wait till the last. Race 8, number 2, Invincible Vision. Connections had to be very patient with this 5-year-old gelding. Won a couple of trials in the spring 3 years ago, and he looked like being a breeder's plate type, but obviously went amiss. They've had to wait a long time, but he made a winning debut at Wyong back on September 3. He led throughout. It was a strong win. I think he can go 2 for 2. That's race 8, number 2. In terms of the quaddie, there's really not a lot of value there, and we're going to try and nail it pretty skinny. First leg, number 11 by itself. Second leg, numbers 2 and 5. Third leg, numbers 2 and 6. And the final leg, numbers 1 and 2. Just repeating, the best value, race 2, number 6, and the bet of the day, race 8, number 2.
Good on you, Joel. Thanks for that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the third at Hillsville, and also how Walter Damalecki and George Ferrugia still have their tips for the form express. Howard Walter's done the form for us at Bow Desert in Queensland. Good morning, Howard.
Morning to you, Gareth. We'll start off in race 3, number 13, Regal Eyes. Warning, 16 start maiden, but gee, it sets up well for this mare. She looks like going straight to the front. Minimet Kennedy rides leaders very well. And her recent form at the Sunshine Coast is the standout form in this race. She's hovering around the $3 mark. Race 3, number 13, Regal Eyes. And then race 7, I'm going to tip a horse that's resuming. Number 7, Cherry Soda with Barry Baldwin. Trialled very well at Durban in quick time. From gate 2, should get a lovely run behind the speed. Olivia Webb, she's had something like 75 rides for 15 winners. So if you're not familiar with the name, do not be put off. She's indentured with Barry Lockwood. She goes okay. Race 7, number 7, Cherry Soda. Quadroa, 3 and 11, into 3, 6, 7, 8, into 2, 9, 12, into 1 and 2.
Good luck, mate. Go and get them.
All the best.
Dan Malecki's making this rare trip to Bendigo tonight. Hello to you, Dan.
Hi, Garth. I've been ringing everyone I know to find a pair of white shorts.
Yes. you've been in good form on the tip. How do we back a winner there?
Okay, well, I think that Boogie and Harry could win race 6, horse number 5. You've got Rock and Roll Do in the leg of the quaddie. He's going to be very short. Race 7, number 2, but he might be the way to go one out in your quaddie. And in the last event, I thought race 10, number 9, a Vapor Storm. So that race was about 10:30. It'll be well past your bedtime, so you might have to take the $3 fixed odds early, Gareth. Race 10, horse number 9. And for the quaddie, my friend, these are my thoughts. First leg, 5, 8 and 9. Second leg, 4, 5, 6 and 8. Third leg, number 2 only. And the fourth leg, 1, 5 and 6.
Good on you, Dan. Thanks for that.
Pleasure, Gareth.
There's Dan Malecki there. George Ferrugia's done the form for Warrigal and Horsham and the Dogs. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets?
Yeah, we'll go to Horsham first, race 10, number 8, a greyhound called Dalen Bale. Back after almost 8 weeks off, but his form prior was good enough to give this a real shake. I do like where he's drawn too, Gareth. There's some speed drawn underneath him. I think he'll get a fair card across here. So race 10, number 8. Tricky quaddy at Horsham today, 2, 3, 6 and 7 into 1, 3, 7 and 8 into 2, 5, 8 and 9 into 1, 7 and 8 to bring us home. Warrigal, I like one later in the program, race 11, number 4, Flywheel Bella. She certainly brings a touch of class to this race. She's been beaten by some very talented types in top grade recently, Gareth, and we always like these ones that drop in class a little bit. When she's on song and showing her best, she begins really well. She accelerates, records a good split, and is hard to run down. And I think she can get the job done and do exactly that tonight. Race 11, number 4. Quaddy numbers 1, 4, 7 and 8 into 4 and 8. Into 1 and 8, into 3 and 8 to bring us home.
Good on you, George. Catch up with you shortly for Off the Leash.
All good, mate.